Thanks to GPS units, smartphones, and other devices, we're all becoming accustomed to electronic voices, usually female, that tell us where to go and what to do. I like it. There is something satisfying about a confident female voice giving me direction, and I do my best to follow her commands. And when I stray from the true path and she offers correction, I tend to feel almost guilty, as if I've disappointed her. I've noticed that her voice gets a little snippy and exasperated at these times, even if I have a perfectly legitimate reason for pulling over or taking a wrong turn. I understand, of course, that the voice doesn't actually change. It's a synthesizer of some sort, and it always employs the same algorithms and routines when issuing directions, whether I'm on course or not. And even if the voice was rigged to speak with different emotional affect according to the situation, it's not as if there would be any actual emotional charge animating our conversation. She's not confident or snippy or encouraging, and she's certainly not flirting. She's not even a she. Still, I invariably ascribe some sort of emotion to whatever mechanical voice I happen to be hearing, and I bet you do the same. It seems unavoidable. Something in us tends to project feelings and motives to mechanical objects almost automatically. And it's not just things with voices. We get frustrated with software, or cars, or ATMs, or whatever, or sometimes they please us, and we thank them, or they baffle us, and we walk away shaking our heads. I think we do the same thing with God. We speak of Him as being angry, or loving, or kind, or mysterious, or vengeful, and most of all, we assume that, one way or another, He cares about us. But could we be projecting? After all, it's puzzling, wouldn't you say, that different people and different religions credit God with different motivations and character traits, many of which seem contradictory, especially since so few of us can claim direct experience in this area. Speaking for myself, I think of God as perfectly neutral and infinitely capable. That is, I don't think of God as angry or loving, and I don't think of Him as a He. I like to think of God, or universal subconscious mind, or divine intelligence, or however you like to style Him, as being perfectly willing and able to give me whatever I want, without judgment and without expecting anything in return. After all, if I'm going to project feelings and motives onto God, I might as well project some that are useful and make me happy. I can't tell you if my belief about God is correct. Maybe He is constantly giving us direction and really does get grumpy and judgmental when He is ignored. Really, we can only be sure of our motivations and are kidding ourselves if we pretend otherwise. But I can tell you that my belief works, in the sense that I, at least, am happier. And as Katharine Hepburn said, if you always please yourself, at least one person is happy. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.